A new women's-only mountain bike race is coming to Squamish this year, the Loam Hustler. Founded by Claire Livingstone, the woman behind Treat Squamish and Ladies Who Loam, the Enduro race slated for May 11th will offer two courses for women of all skill levels. Ladies Who Loam for Livingstone, bike riding has always been a part of her life in one way or another. I guess my dad, granddad, and partner were the instigators in my passion for the sport, Livingstone told the Squamish chief. I have always ridden a bike, mostly on family cross-country rides in my home country of Scotland or commuting to work. It wasn't until I moved to Australia and met my partner that I got into downhill mountain biking. We moved to Squamish in 2016, where I became a SORCA member, and my passion and skill escalated. Fast forward 9 years, and I still love riding, but I love supporting women riding even more. In 2021, she launched the Ladies Who Loam, an unofficial ladies-only social ride to get more female riders into the sport. There are no membership, no registration, no fees, no waivers, and no prerequisites. Just turn up and ride, Livingstone said. If I had to guess, we have probably had over 500 different women of all abilities come ride with us. The Loam Hustler Livingstone said that the desire to create a women's-only enduro race came after realizing how underrepresented women are in the sport. After running Ladies Who Loam for 4 years as well as attending many BC Cup races and World Cup races as a spectator, I realized how underrepresented women are, she said. We need more juniors and more women riding so we can have more women making it to elite level and more women on podiums. Putting on a women-specific race run by women is key to providing a stepping stone to other races like the Squamish Enduro and BC Cup races. She describes the event as a space for women to be able to build confidence to enter a race with men, while also being able to push their comfort zones and have fun at the same time. The race will be enduro style, which means that riders are only timed on the downhill stages. Two course options will be offered, a black 5-stage course and a blue 3-stage course. According to the SORCA website, the black course will run from Stage 1, somewhere over there Stage 2, the Sauce, Ditch Pig 3 Stage 3, Lower Another Man's Garbage Stage 4, McLeod, Wetter Blade, Brodown Stage 5, Your Mom, Phil and Cam's, Pseudo 3. The blue course will run from Stage 1, Full Nelson, Lower Half Nelson Stage 2, Lowdown 1, Brodown. Please respect the current closure of Lowdown 1 Stage 3. Pseudo 1, 2, 3. The blue course is also a MTB, adaptive mountain biking, friendly, Livingstone said. It was important for me to have the opportunity for adaptive riders to compete as I really want to eliminate as many barriers as I can for women to ride. The Sea to Sky Gondola is supporting the AMTB riders by paying their registration fees. Juniors under 20 years of age will also have half-price entry. As for how many people she expects to take part in the inaugural race, over 100 have already committed. Being the inaugural year, it's so hard to know. We had anticipated 175, but we already have 140 riders registered and it's not even been open a week, Livingstone said. Profits raised from this event will be used to protect, develop and maintain our incredible trail network through SORCA as well, and a portion will be a legacy fund towards supporting this race for years to come. It's the hope that more women can make it onto podiums across the globe that drives Livingstone to advocate for races like the Loam Hustler. As I write this, I am sat in Tasmania at Red Bull Hardline supporting Canadian rider Gracie Hemstreet. She is a force, Livingstone said. Hemstreet, a 20-year-old BC rider, took home the win on February 7th at the Red Bull Hardline, one of the toughest downhill mountain bike races in the world. Being the only girl on the podium after injuries and the only girl to complete the course, it just goes to show how underrepresented women are and how much they need those grassroots races as a building block to take it to the next level. Registration for the event opened on February 1st and will close on April 11th. Riders can register via the SORCA website, where they can also sign up to be a volunteer.